This is an Amber exclusive. Jerry is quite the kingster, and no stranger to my blog. I wrote about him once when he was hot for shoes, and boy did we have a sexy sesh. But Jerry's foot-slut ways wasn't what was bringing him back to me. Oh no, he was craving something a little different, and I wasn't surprised. Every now and then, you go back to basics. No toys, just good old-fashioned masturbation. Stroking instruction is one of my specialties, and I was happy to play. The best kind of woman to help you with pleasure is the woman who is familiar with her own. A pleasure mistress is what you want. A woman that spends much of her day aroused, always seeking that next thrill, and ready to seek the same for you. And lucky you, I talk about sex constantly and get off on hearing men get off. Especially when they express their pleasure in a way I can hear and enjoy. Talking to Jerry about stroking himself and telling him how was so sensual. The soft instruction was making him moan just a little. Nothing's hotter than a man who plays with his cock when he hears your voice. A man taking it slow and stretching out every heart-pounding motion while ultimately being a man on a mission for cum. The subject of cum was definitely important in my stroking session with Jerry. There's always a question of where I should let them cum, and absolutely no question about what I want them to do with it. I want them to eat it, of course. My cum contract pretty much requires it if I allow release. And Jerry was going to cum, no doubt about it. But I sensed some trepidation in his voice, and there was a reason for that. Slowly and trembling, Jerry meekly half-whispered that he had been lying during our previous sessions. But there can be no falsehoods or untruths when dealing with me. After telling Jerry that he needed to confess, he did, and I was definitely disappointed. He had been lying in prior sessions when stating he had eaten all his cum. He had merely tasted it, but nothing more. He had never swallowed as claimed. Sampling a scant amount on a fingertip is not the submissive gulp that I require. Sometimes it's difficult for men to eat their cum. But of course this lie would need to be corrected and made right in order to be expunged from my memory. I had briefly considered denying him his punishment, but making him eat his cum now seemed to be a better solution. No negotiation. Jerry continued to stroke and enjoy every inch of his stiff cock, and I could hear him getting closer and closer. Then he exploded as I knew he would, and my cum-eating command was clear. He obeyed like a proper submissive, and I wouldn't have allowed anything less. Thank you for stroking for me, Jerry. Talk to you next month when you use your free promo minutes. This has been an Amber exclusive. You can call me 1-800-601-6975. Ask for Amber.